welcome to Northwest Book Talk. I'm Patty Grasher. This program is a front row seat to the 2026 Northwest Book Fair and Media Fest happening Saturday, June 27th, here in the Pacific Northwest. Each week, we'll explore books, authors, and the many ways stories are shared, from the printed page to conversations, audio, and community media. So, whether you are a reader, a writer, or simply someone who loves a good story, this show is about discovery, connection, and finding voices you might not encounter otherwise. I'm glad you're here. Let's get started. This episode of Northwest Book Talk is going to be a little different, and it's going to be a little different in that it's going to be a reset for the next 6 months, as I am working with KXRW to create the Northwest Book Fair and Media Fest. And this is the fourth year that we're doing this, and each year it has gotten a little bit bigger and hopefully a little bit better. And what I want to share with you today is what you might expect when you attend the fair and how it started and some of those things. But perhaps the very first thing to start with is what you might expect if you were to attend the book fair. So it's located at Geyser Hall at Clark College, which, if you know where the National Park, Vancouver Park, it's just about six blocks straight up from there. And it's at Geyser Hall, which is one of the main buildings there. There's plenty of free parking, which is a great big bonus. And one of the things that's a little better this year than it was in the last year was the acoustics are just a lot better. So we won't be having music playing in the background. It's going to be a soft white environment where you can actually hear yourself talk and you can connect with the authors and have a real conversation. Last year it was amazing at the artillery barracks, but the acoustics was not so good. So we have worked to find a place that kind of brings in both a space that is great to be in and also is a great space acoustically for you to carry on a conversation with the authors. Because really what this fair is about showcasing the many authors and media creators we have here in Vancouver and in a wider Pacific Northwest community. And we have brought together over 100 authors and media creators in one place, one day, for a great event of literary creativity in this area. It's all about storytelling in all its many different forms. And if you are like me and love books, then this is going to be your sweet spot for the summer, perhaps. But if you like storytelling in other forms, such as radio, podcasts, video, those kind of things are also going to be presented this year, which is a first for us. And of course, we're hoping that this aspect of the book fair and media fest will continue to grow and get better every year. So we hope that you will want to come and participate and be a part of this growing, exciting, fun event. So it's located, again, just to get our bearings straight, at Geyser Hall, Clark College in Vancouver, Washington. So what I want to share with you, again, is what you might see when you come there is all these authors, and they're going to be arranged somewhat loosely, perhaps, I would say, according to genre. So you're going to find a lot of children's books, fiction of all types, from just general fiction to thrillers to suspense to romance to cozy mysteries. And then you're going to go into a few self-help authors are going to be there. You're going to find some memoirs, authors who have shared their life story and are willing and ready to share it with you. And so I think what is the biggest biggest event thing that you're going to take away from this event is you are going to discover just how many wonderful authors and media creators we have right here. And if you have ever thought about writing a book or sharing your story in some form, this may be the springboard of inspiration for you to get started and to see what others are doing. And it's also a great way just to bring your family, your friends, as an event to attend on June 27th, it's on a Saturday. So that being said, what you are going to see are all these different authors, and each author is set up individually. So there's not a generic form that they all have to be there, but they're all going to have their own tables, their own creativity. They're all going to have, you know, free things for you to experience and take away from. You can sign up for their newsletters. You can connect with them socially. And most of all, you can connect just by having a sweet conversation with new authors and older authors. Older established authors, because we have some authors that have maybe as many as 15, 20, or 30 books, and then we have some authors that are just starting out. This is their brand new Facebook face for their book, okay? Get a little bit socially mixed up there. But anyway, I think it's something that you would enjoy and experience, and I think it would be a great event for a family to come, because there's going to be mediums of storytelling in so many different forms that there's going to be something almost for every age group and every interest. And one of the things that we'll also be doing throughout the fair is having some author presentations where the author will give a short talk, 15, 20 minutes, and then have Q&A. And you can also, if you inclined to, you can buy their books and get them signed there. We'll also be having running throughout the day some workshops. Now, some of the workshops will be absolutely free. You can just come, walk in, and sit down and participate, though we do recommend that you sign up ahead of time, because we will reserve some seats for those who really, really want to attend that workshop and want to make sure that they get a seat. After that, then any seat that's available will be open just for walk-ins. And we'll be having these workshops throughout the day. And then we're going to have a few paid workshops that are going to cost about $10 or $15 just to secure your seat, make sure a little bit better that you really attend so that the room won't be filled with people who reserved a seat but didn't come. So we want you to, for these little more popular workshops, a little more in-depth workshops, that you actually commit by registering and paying a small registration fee. So we will have some food carts there, so you can get some coffee, get some food, and get just enjoy the day if you want to stay for a longer time. But it's also built around just coming and experiencing it for as little as 20 minutes. You know, if you just want to check it out and just kind of walk through, experience all the many different authors, and just see what's going on, the media creators, the radio. We're going to have some radio people who are going to share, talk about their programs, but also we're going to talk about what the radio offers, and perhaps even if encourage some of you to come in and join the KXRW, maybe put on your own radio show, because it is a local independent radio station here in Vancouver, and we're welcoming new creator authors, media creators all the time. So let's get I'm going to give you just a tiny bit of background with the fair and how it got started. Like I said before, this is our fourth year, and it started out very modestly, I would say, at Covington Historic House. It's the actually oldest non-native house in Washington State. And so this was a small house with a big front yard, and there we had our first author book fair there. We had 32 authors But they were all outside under tents, and it worked really great. We had quite a few people come and check us out. A lot of books were sold, and both authors and people that attended really enjoyed it. Then the second year, we did that again, that in the same place, but the weather didn't cooperate, and that made a big difference in how setup was and in how visitor attendance was. So after that kind of weather dilemma, I decided to move the fair to a larger and wider place, venue. And so I picked the Fort Vancouver Artillery Barracks. And at that time, I joined with KXRW to be the nonprofit sponsor for the fair. Before, I was with the nonprofit Covington Historic House. But as it got bigger, they did not feel it's, you know, something that they could expand with. So now we are with KXRW.FM radio, and that was a really good fit for me as I have a radio program on KXRW called Northwest Book Talk. So Northwest Book Fair kind of just sprang as a natural growth to work with the radio station and to continue what was started. And last year at the Artillery Barracks, it was an amazing, amazing event. I think we had anywhere between 1,500 to 3,000 people attend and check us out, buy books. It was always, always full, always just full of people. And it was just a really great time. People really enjoyed it. We got lots of comments that they loved the venue, because if you've never been to the Artillery Barracks, it was kind of a fun experience there. But I will say the one drawback at the Artillery Barracks was the size, because we couldn't grow from that. We maxed out to how many authors we could have. We had 72, I think. And but mostly one of the biggest drawbacks was the acoustics, because barracks built in the early 1900s, they weren't really concerned with, you know, acoustics. So anyway, now we are at Gaiser Hall, Clark College, which is just up the street, about 6 blocks. And it is an amazing venue. So we're going to have tons of parking. There's 3 great big parking lots. So free parking is not an issue. And then the place, the author venue, the Gaiser Hall and the workshops and all that, it's all really set up for such an event like this to be at its very best. And I think if you attended last year, you're going to be excited to be here at this event as well. And it's this year we've grown a little bit more. So we have over 100 authors and media creators. And there's just excitement that just continues to grow every year. And so I hope that you might be interested enough to help us grow by attending and sharing this event with your friends. We would love it if you would share it on your socials and just kind of help us to spread the word, because we think this event can continue to grow and expand, perhaps even to, you know, another day, to having a 2-day event, because there are just so many ways to experience book lovers in an environment like this. And so if you are a book lover, a storyteller, or a story creator, or a story lover in any form, I think you're going to find this is going to be your event. This is going to be the event that connects with your heart if you're into reading and you love stories.
The Columbian in Southwest Washington continues to offer the most comprehensive and consistent coverage of our region and our people, despite the challenges faced by local newspapers nationwide. Valued donations to our community-funded journalism project via the Local Media Foundation pays for local reporters to provide expanded and in-depth coverage of key local issues in print and online, including homelessness, transportation, and the environment. For the most thorough daily coverage, visit Columbian.com. Please consider donating or subscribing today.
For over 20 years, Vancouver Family Magazine has been covering local news, recreation, travel, education, parenting, personalities, and more. We connect your family to people, places, ideas, organizations, helpful resources, and local stories. Pick up your copy every month at over 300 locations all around Clark County, or read online at VancouverFamilyMagazine.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X for even more local news and family fun at Vancouver Family.
The mission of Furry Friends is to rescue abused, abandoned, or otherwise homeless cats in the Vancouver-Portland area and house them in a safe, healthy, and socialized environment until they can find their new forever homes. Furry Friends is a Vancouver 501c3 nonprofit, volunteer-run, no-kill cat rescue and adoption organization. For more information about Furry Friends, please visit their website at furryfriendswa.org.
Now, I want to share with you some of the authors, at least the genres that are going to be there. So if you have a particular type of book that you like, you might be glad that that kind of book is going to be there. So starting with children, there are some authors that will be presenting books for the very, very young. These are just picture books. And then we kind of go up to, you know, fantasy and all sorts of books for younger kids right up to middle grade. And so we have quite a few middle grade authors that with some very, very fun books that young kids are going to like. And we go up into fiction. And when we get into fiction, this is probably the biggest category of books that you're going to find there. And there is a whole lot of fantasy. So if you are into fantasy, then you are going to find some great books by some new authors, some older authors. When I say older, I mean older that they've put out a number of books, and so they're longer in the game. But anyway, you're going to find some books that are going to be about the Northwest, which is always good, getting it from a local viewpoint. In fact, I will have my book there too, which is a local Vancouver guidebook for Southwest Washington. That's my little contribution to the spread. But also you're going to find some military history books, some, more nature-oriented books. And then you're just going to find some, going back into fiction, you're going to find some cozy mysteries. That's my fave. And then you're going to go all the way up into some steamy romance that gets a little bit steamy, but they're okay. So you will find a lot of books here. And there's something, like I say, to, I think pretty much how almost anyone can find at least one book here at the fair that they're going to like. So why would you come to the book fair rather than just going to a bookstore or buying a book on Amazon? Well, the real reason, I think, is, I tend to think a lot, don't I? Anyway, the real reason is because at the book fair, you can actually meet the author. You can actually have a one-on-one introduction with the author and feel just a little connection. I remember one time I was walking out of a Home Depot store, by the way, and there was an author set up with his table. And last place I expected an author to set up his table, actually, but there he was. And he had a book that he was promoting. It was a fiction book. And just because it was so unusual, I stopped and talked to him, and that was really great. And I ended up buying the book. And oh my gosh, it was such a good book. I just totally loved it. And I think what you're going to really find in this book fair is that you're going to be introduced to some books and some authors that maybe you never would have encountered otherwise. So think of this book fair as a time to discover, to explore, to just kind of get your mind expanded perhaps a bit on what is out there that local authors, local creators are producing. And I think you are going to be just amazed. One of the very first book fairs that we did, that was the comment I heard over and over again was, oh my gosh, I had no idea we had so many local authors in this area. And look, we pulled in over 100. And so, you know, I know that's just the tip of the bucket of what's out there, because writing, people who love to read, actually a lot of us also like to write. And this is an opportunity to also, this is an opportunity to help those authors get a little bit affirmation, encouragement, validation of what they're doing, because it takes so darn long to put a book together and to make it really good. There's a lot of editing, re-editing, reworking. It can take years sometimes, especially for first-time authors, to get that book into a form that is good, that is readable, that is, you know, let's pick it up and sell the book. And that's what you're going to find here. And I want to share a story of why I kind of feel pushed or driven, I would say, to do this book fair. And one of the reasons is that a long time ago, when I used to live in Spokane, Washington, I had a radio program. And on that program, I interviewed an author who was a fantasy author for middle grade readers. And I loved his book. It was so good. And I read it, and he had a couple others books in it, and all his books were just so well written, so well edited, so well produced, that I was so sure that this author was really going to continue and become someone really almost famous because his books were that good. At least I felt that way. And then, of course, I left Spokane, and times changed and life went by, and then I decided I wanted to look him up again, and I could not find him. It's just like he just disappeared. He stopped writing, and or else he changed his name. I don't know, but it looked like he just stopped writing. He was a school teacher, and it's like, well, life got in the way. Maybe he just decided it wasn't the best thing for him to continue to do. And I really feel that there are a lot of authors that might do one or two books and they don't get the validation, that it doesn't go the way they hoped the books would maybe sell or people would appreciate and recognize their books and fall in love with them. And part of that is just because nobody knows about them. And so this book fair is just one little attempt to bring some of these authors that might be just under the radar out and get exposed, get some credibility, some visibility is a better word, of what they have created and what they have produced. And I think that is so important, that we validate what is in our local area, that we validate the local creators and give them, you know, a thumbs up, appreciation for all the things that they are putting into creating these books. And that doesn't mean that you have to buy every author. You have to buy a book from every author, because that would really bankrupt, you know. But you could stop by, you could take their card, you could sign up for their social, you could just say hi and say, that looks like a great book. And, you know, that is so encouraging for them, you know, just to validate them being there, them being the work they have done. And I think that is really important, that in a small local community of Vancouver and Southwest Washington, not really that small, but still, it's important, I think, that we encourage the local creativity that is here in the area. And we do see that sometimes in the farmers market and different places like that. But for authors, unless they have they might have a book event in a store sometimes, or they might, you know, be at different events, fairs and bazaars and things like that. And that's all good. But this is an opportunity for you to meet over 100 of them. I mean, and that's kind of mind blowing in a way. It's just really, but it's fun. You know, it's like you're not pressured to do anything there. You can just walk among the booths and see what's there, look at books, talk to people. You're going to meet your own friends there. If you're a book lover, you know other book lovers. No doubt you'll be running into them as well. So it's kind of a social book fun, book oriented time. And I'm just hoping that people will think of this as an event that they want to see continued year after year. And one of the reasons that I am like getting here on the radio and stuff is that we need to get the word out. We really need to let people know that this event is here, that it's a great event. I think it's a great event, and it's worth attending. It's only one day out of the year. It's absolutely free to attend. You can, you know, kind of plan it into your calendar as a fun literary event for your friends, for your family, for visitors. You just kind of let them know about this event. And so I hope that you would kind of join me in kind of promoting this event, making it go bigger, further, farther apart. Anyways, so I during the rest of the year, this event is June 27th. It's on a Saturday. It's at the Clark College, Gaiser Hall. And from now until, you know, the first part of June, I'm going to be bringing on the radio on my program, Northwest Book Talk here, different authors and storytellers, creators, media creators that will be at the fair that kind of whet your appetite of some of these books that you might find there and that you might enjoy. And think of it, even if it's a ways away from Christmas, or it's buying a book is often a great gift-giving item. And so you might come prepared thinking about, you know, the person that might like this type of book, that you could buy a book and get it autographed and maybe include something free from their table, you know, like a bookmark or something, and just make it a real special gift that's, you know, author signed, and you can even share that you talked a little bit about this author and you met them. And that's, you know, all part of the excitement of gift giving, is that it's personal and it's meaningful from you to give to someone else. And also, it's always encouraging to give a gift that you know is also helping someone out. And a lot of these authors, you know, people think authors have it made, that they're making all this money. Well, the truth is very, very few authors actually make any money. Most of us don't even break even in putting our work out there. You know, it's more of a work of art, our work of heart, I think I would say. And it's especially important for authors in the beginning stages who, you know, they're putting all their hours in, their time, they're studying to get it better and to create the best book they can. And yet, you know, the payoff is not going to be that great. Most, like they say, most are lucky to sell even 100. And so, you know, if you can help, just kind of help that author get established by just validating their presence there, that would be super great. You know, you might even start up a, you know, an author that you like. You could kind of help support them with their socials or something. But what I meant is, like, if they have a social, you might just share it with your own social, just kind of broaden their exposure, because the whole event is based on discovering the author, discovering the books, and kind of spreading it out, letting it go out into the world and be known, and just give us a greater impact for authors in this area. So I'm going to end it all by just reminding you that the Book Fair and Media Event, Media Fest, is going to be on a Saturday, June 27th, at Gaiser Hall Clark College. And it's absolutely free. You can come between 9 o'clock and 4 o'clock and just enjoy the time, say as little or as long as you like. And there will be some workshops, and there will be just lots of fun things to do there. So I hope you will consider that.
You've been listening to Northwest Book Talk. If today's conversation sparked your curiosity, I invite you to follow the show wherever you listen and to learn more about the Northwest Book Fair and Media Fest coming up June 27th. It's a community-centered event bringing together authors, readers, and storytellers from across the Pacific Northwest. Thank you for spending this time with me. Until next week, keep reading, keep listening, and keep discovering new stories.